Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greetings from St. Vincent College in Latrobe. Bob Pompiani here behind the microphone and live as the Steelers practice below. We have our man Billy Steinbach back at the glass. He'll be taking your calls at 412-928-9370. Gus Miller's on location making sure everything works well here, and it's a beautiful day. To think some preseason football, which is coming up 2 weeks from yesterday, our first game, August the 9th, as the Kansas City Chiefs come to Heinz Field to take on the Steelers, and always intriguing battles to find out who's going to be on this roster, depth at various positions, and the Steelers certainly have a lot of interesting players here in camp. Give us a call, 412-928-9370 on Twitter. It's at KD Pomp. The big news of the week so far, Mike Tomlin got his extension. It wasn't 2 years like normal. Instead, it was one and an option. And to be honest, I don't think it matters one way or the other for Mike Tomlin. He's going to go about the business of knowing how important this season is. I found it interesting this week that the Steelers did not make any dramatic entrances. There was no Cirque du Soleil. There were no hot air balloons. There was no skydiving. There was no none of that. It was guys showing up basically ready to work. And if anybody, Eli Rogers kind of epitomized their attitude. A hard head, a hard hat as he came in on a workmanlike truck, and that signifies what they're trying to do here. Concentrate on football. They missed the playoffs. They know what's at stake. And everybody in Cleveland is talking very bullishly about the Cleveland Browns so far. We'll see how that goes. Should be a fascinating season, as it always is. We're here to talk about that. If you'd like some issues to talk about with the Steelers, feel free to call right now at 412-928-9370. There are some really intriguing battles that we're going to be following, like backup quarterback, although you wonder, whoever it is may never play here. Really. If Ben Roethlisberger is healthy for the 3 years he has left, by then Mason Rudolph will hit his rookie option, and they may not even keep him. I think more than Josh Dobbs, who did not have a good day yesterday at practice, threw a couple of picks. I'll get more into that in a second. But Rudolph's the guy who was, the number one value talent, got in the third round. They want to have him ready to go in case something happens. But if Roethlisberger stays healthy, he can go and pull a Garoppolo, not play all that much, if at all, and then end up with another team. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But I think this is the year that Mason Rudolph now jumps over Josh Dobbs to be the backup quarterback. Last year we saw Landry Jones come in as the incumbent number two, but I wasn't surprised based on what I saw from Dobbs in camp and in preseason games that he was going to supplant him. Once he did, Landry Jones was cut, and Mason Rudolph is the number three. He's getting frustrated, but he had a really good offseason. I talked to him at length. He's happy where he is. He worked hard with a conditioning guy, throwing guru, and so I think he's to the point now where he's going to push certainly to take over that job, and they certainly need capable backups. They don't have any experience, but they seem to be, especially Rudolph, a very talented guy who, once he gets in there, we're going to see a lot of him, no doubt, in training camp. That battle will continue starting next Friday, or two Fridays from now on, August the 9th. Running back situation, well, James Conner, Jalen Samuels, it's going to be interesting to see if Mike Tomlin, he's been a workhorse kind of feature back guy. Lion's share of the carries go to one guy. It was that way with Le'Veon Bell. It was that way with James Conner until he got injured last year. But with talented guys like Jalen Samuels and Benny Snell, who was a pick, and I think they really like him, you wonder if they're going to kind of mix that up a little bit. The other intriguing thing for offense that I'll be following is how many times Ben Roethlisberger throws the football this year. Last year, he led all NFL quarterbacks with almost 700 attempted passes. That's not the balance they want. It was necessary, and I think somewhat forced on, because Antonio Brown needed to be fed. He kept wanting to be fed. His ego got fed. His head got fed. Everything got fed. And then he ends up leaving and causing quite a disturbance on his way out. But I think without him there, now that opens things up for, number one, more distribution of the football, but number two, less need to force it anywhere, which I think will reduce Ben Roethlisberger's interception total, which was the worst of any quarterback in the NFL last year. So all of that could be good in a way. You're never going to replace the production that Antonio Brown got. That's just the way it is. It's impossible for one guy to step up right now on the list of group of receivers we have here who can do that. But I think they can move it around. I think Vance McDonald, in his third year here now, two training camps, is ready to take on an even bigger role. So I think there's some pretty good weapons on the Steelers' offense. Defense, this is where I go to yesterday. First full practice we saw, no pads yet. That'll take place tomorrow. We saw the defense step up in 7-on-7 drills, specifically Brian Allen. There was some real tight press coverage over there. He made an interception on Josh Dobbs, who threw two interceptions yesterday. There was some good coverage down the field. I thought Sutton Smith is a guy you're going to watch in the preseason. He's a sixth-round pick, very athletic and fast, a disturber. We'll see how much playing time he gets, if at all, during the regular season. But in the preseason, you're going to see what these guys have to offer. Devin Bush, side to side, was still on top of everybody. Didn't make any big, quote, splash plays, but he was all over the place. So they got some young players who can get to the football. They're certainly going to need to stay healthy, especially at outside linebacker, where they don't have much in terms of depth. Anthony Ciccolo is behind the two guys, Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt. And then after that, it's Ola Adeni, who is still a work in progress. They didn't draft anyone in outside linebackers. We'll see what the Steelers do if they're forced to make some decisions based on injury. They're going to need guys to really take advantage of the situation they have there. Ola Adeni remains a guy who, you know, I think they have high expectations for, at least higher than they did last year when they really didn't know him as an undrafted guy. And then, boom, two forced fumbles, three sacks in the preseason, earned a roster spot. They want to see growth right there as well. 412-928-9370. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's the same as the call-in line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, now we move to the Pirates. And then, please, if you have Steeler calls, call. I'd love to talk about that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about Antonio Brown with a hot air balloon. And some say he blew that up with his own hot air. He didn't need any fire. And he arrived at training camp and immediately took off onto the non-football-related injury list, which is going to be the case with a lot of veterans. You know, you don't want to get anyone banged up early in this camp. T.J. Watt is one of those guys here who's there. Le'Veon Bell, interesting. He was talking all about winning and how money didn't matter. It's all about winning, which is interesting because if you want to win, you had a perfect opportunity here in Pittsburgh. Instead, he went to the Jets for more money, or at least more money he thought he was going to get. I don't buy that. And I wonder about some of the guys who are, quote, divas in this league. You know, they really don't care about winning, really? Because if you read between the lines, what would make you think they care about winning? Do you think Jalen Ramsey right now cares about winning? He comes in with a Brinks truck, for God's sakes. All he wants is his money. Show me the money. And if he has a wonderful year as a shutdown guy and they don't win, it doesn't seem to bother him. You know, what's happened with professional athletes at times, the Devo, you know, who all they just want what they want. Winning is fine if you get it, but it's not necessarily the number one priority, as it should be, if you're playing a team sport especially. 412-928-9370. All right, I'm sure you have Pirate calls. We have a trade deadline coming up in Major League Baseball. That's 4 days away. The Pirates have become non-players in terms of buyers. They're going to sell. Question is, how much do they sell and what do they sell? You know, I picked them to finish fourth. It's going to be worse than that. And unfortunately, the way they do business, next preseason we're going to talk about them, and it'll probably be another fourth or fifth place finish. Unless they change the way they do things. Their drafting is not kept up with even the big teams, the haves. You know, if you're a have-not and you can't draft and develop, you're in big trouble. The haves, like the Dodgers, like the Yankees, like the Reds, they're still drafting well. The Cleveland Indians drafting well. They spend more, but they draft well. Look at the Dodgers. Almost their entire team, they decided to go in this offseason. Andrew Friedman, their general manager, he didn't go out and really buy anyone. He got rid of Puig. He got rid of Matt Kemp. He got rid of high prices because he knew he had young kids ready to play, and he wasn't going to stand in their way. So he did that. And now you got some of the youngest players in the game on the Dodgers' regular roster. And they have other guys, four specific, who are interested to the Pirates, who may be on their way in a trade if the Pirates decide to go against Felipe Vasquez. I've said all along, if I get a good deal for Vasquez, I'm trading him. There's no sense having a closer on a team that can't get to closer status a lot. And he's got a wonderful contract, and I would make anyone who wants him understand that and give me even more because he's controllable at a very nice rate. That would help teams like the major players, the Dodgers, or anyone else in that boat. So I would make sure it would be a king's ransom if I'm going to do it. And I believe I can get a king's ransom.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.